By 1600 BC, full Mycenaean civilization developed at the time when Minoan civilization was at its height in Crete. It should be noted at once that the Mycenaeans owed much to the Minoans, including their writing system, Linear B, which developed out of earlier Cretan scripts, a script, Linear B, which has been partially deciphered, which allows us to get some insight to the volume of trade and the transactions that took place at major Mycenaean palaces, among them Pylos, in the western Peloponnese of southern Greece. Like the Minoans, and there were some similarities here, Mycenaean rulers based themselves on imposing citadels. The major ones were at Mycenae in the eastern Peloponnese, at Pylos in the west, and at Tiryns, which lay on the plain of Argos, close to the modern town of Napoleon. Mycenae and Tiryns are remarkable for their massive fortifications, built of large, coastally filled boulders, and also for their imposing gateway defences, defences against archers. In contrast, Pylos on the west coast was apparently unfortified, as if the region was more peaceful than the Aegean coast and hinterland. But this need for defence seems to have escalated in the 13th century, when the defences at both Mycenae and Tiryns were expanded significantly. To what extent does Homer's Iliad and Odyssey reflect the Mycenaean world? We've got to be very careful here, because there is this 300-year time gap between the possible date of Homer and Mycenae. But clearly there were some similarities. This was a society where wealth in goods and bravery in war and aggressive leadership were clearly important qualities for leaders. We know from Homer's descriptions that palaces at the time, like Mycenaean palaces, were centered around a central hall with a raised hearth known as a megaron. The best preserved at Pylos, was lavishly decorated with painted wall friezes and may have had a second mud-brick story above. Now, like Knossos, the palaces of the Mycenaeans were administrative centres of small kingdoms, with storerooms for agricultural produce and luxury manufactures. The rulers also acquired wealth from taxes imposed on rural communities around their palaces, within their territories. Such Linear B tablets as have been deciphered include references to bronze weapons and vessels, to female textile workers, and to metalwork and perfume and other artisans who made all kinds of luxury products, as if the palaces were also major craft centres. This was a world where each ruler controlled local production, where each ruler lived in considerable luxury. For example, there are references in the Pylos tablets to ebony chairs, and ebony came from Egypt, inlaid with ivory and gold. This was not a poor civilization. And it was also a civilization of considerable technological skill. The gold ornaments are magnificent. The Mycenaeans also were expert engineers. At Mycenae, they built a network of paved roads with bridges and culverts around the citadel, as well as large dams for storing water and canals to divert winter floodwaters. There's another similarity with Homer. Mycenaean civilization is remarkable for the weapons of war which are so prominent in the art and in the inventory. Shields, spears, swords, chariots, and these chariots may have served as mobile archery platforms. So they were warriors, and much of the warfare must have involved competition between different kingdoms.